Here are the week's headlines from CKUT's Community News Collective. We are broadcasting from Montreal December 17th and rebroadcasting on campus community stations throughout Canada and the U.S. I'm David Koch.
The government of Newfoundland and Labrador says it is preparing to expropriate all of the logging company Abitibi Bowwater's assets in the province, including its hydroelectric rights and rights to timber resources. The assets will now be run by the provincially owned energy company Nalcor. Premier Danny Williams said that his government made the decision after Abitibi Bowwater decided to close a pulp mill in Grand Falls, Windsor, breaking an earlier promise to keep the mill in operation. Williams said that, quote, "This piece of legislation is simply about trees and water, the most basic of our natural resources that rightfully belong to the people of Newfoundland and Labrador," end quote.
The Federal Liberal Party has called for a temporary ban on taser guns after the RCMP missed a deadline to restrict the use of the weapon. A parliamentary committee had given the Mounties until December 15th to reclassify tasers as impact weapons. That would mean the police can only use the controversial stun guns against someone who assaults police or the public or poses a serious threat. The RCMP has resisted reclassification, saying that it could threaten police and public safety. This comes as the RCMP and police forces across the country recall tasers to test them for malfunctions that could be deadly. An investigation by the CBC showed that some tasers were firing at a higher electrical voltage than specified by the manufacturer, Taser International. However, the US-based company says that the public broadcaster's testing methods were flawed. The CBC's report has led to recalls of older model tasers for testing by the RCMP and police forces in British Columbia, Alberta, Quebec, and New Brunswick. More than 25 people in Canada have died after being struck with tasers.
Last week, a Quebec judge sentenced Barrier Lake Acting Chief Benjamin Nottoway to 45 days in jail for participating in peaceful blockades intended to draw attention to violations of the community's rights by the Canadian and Quebec governments. Nottoway was charged with 3 counts of mischief and breach of conditions stemming from March blockades on Barrier Lake's access road and a November blockade on Highway 117 outside the community's reserve in northern Quebec. Another blockade in October was violently dismantled by Quebec riot police, who used tear gas on a crowd that included elders, youth, and children. More than 40 members of the community of 450 people have been charged for these actions. The United States government has withdrawn a key witness in the ongoing case against Canadian Omar Khadr in order to cover up evidence of abuse and mistreatment during his detention at Guantanamo Bay, according to his Pentagon-appointed lawyer. A special agent was to testify next month about a self-incriminating statement Khadr gave in 2004, a statement which Khadr's lawyers say was coerced. Lieutenant Commander Bill Quebler, who is defending Mr. Khadr before a military commission, said that the government is trying to cut off defense probing of his abuse by U.S. authorities. Quote, "It corroborates and confirms that this kid was absolutely traumatized and mistreated by the U.S. authorities, and now the U.S. government is trying to continue to cover that up," end quote. Khadr, who was first detained when he was 15 years old, 7 years ago, claimed in an affidavit that he was abused, including being deprived of sleep, being held in stress positions, and kept in isolation. indigenous people in northern Brazil are celebrating after a majority of Brazil's Supreme Court judges ruled to uphold indigenous land rights in Raposa Serra do Sol. 8 of the court's 11 judges ruled to uphold the creation of the large indigenous territory in northern Brazil, which had been challenged by large landholders who were occupying parts of the territory. Earlier this year, in an attempt to prevent their eviction as ordered by President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, the non-indigenous farmers barricaded themselves into the territory, setting up roadblocks, burning at least 3 bridges, and attacking indigenous peoples with rifles and homemade bombs. According to Stephen Corey, director of Survival International, quote, "The Brazilian government must now make sure that the farmers leave the area and that the campaign of terror against the Indians ends. It must also ensure that Indian land rights are upheld nationwide so that never again we will see such blatant attacks on Indians in their own land." End quote.
Last week in northern Tanzania, thousands of villagers occupied a gold mine owned by Barrick Gold Corporation. People living near the North Mara mine reportedly caused more than $16 million US in damages to equipment. They entered the mine after stoning security guards into submission, according to a Barrick Gold spokesperson. He also said that villagers stole components from the machinery before setting it ablaze and stole gold ore. One person died in the melee and several others were injured. Rai police later dispersed the villagers, who reportedly numbered about 4,000. Photojournalist Alan Sadio Lisner said that conflicts between the North Mara mine and the local community have created a climate of fear. Activists have said that large mining companies in Tanzania have uprooted thousands of small-scale miners and locals from their ancestral lands without adequate compensation. Barrick Gold is the world's largest gold producer and is based in Canada. Israel has expelled Richard Falk, the United Nations Special Rapporteur in the Palestinian territories, after he compared Israel's treatment of Palestinians to Nazi treatment of Jews during the Holocaust. Falk was detained at the Ben Gurion International Airport shortly after arriving and sent back to the US the next day. A spokesperson for the Israeli Foreign Ministry made it clear that they would not permit Falk to enter the country, saying, quote, "We cannot accept a situation in which an envoy arrives about whom it is known in advance that he will not carry out his role properly," end quote.
And those are some of this week's headlines from CKUT's Community News Collective in Montreal. Our broadcasts are available for download every week at ckutnews.wordpress.com. Thanks this week to David Koch. I'm Charles Mossdollar. To contact us, email headlines@ckut.ca or call 514-448-4041, extension 6788.